won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of today here on this budget day, Tuesday, September 30th. Finishing up this story regarding this new 24% wholesale tax that was voted on in the House. But see, here's the problem. We have 110 state representatives. Three-quarter super majority, if you do the math, you have to have 82 and a half votes in the House. Well, you don't have a half a human being, half of a state rep. It's 83 votes. 83 out of 110 required to get your three-quarter vote, what they call a super majority. They didn't get that. The vote was 78 to 21. So basically, whatever they do with this wholesale tax, if passed, this is going to be challenged in the courts. They didn't get the three-quarter votes necessary, wasn't reached. Additionally, the spokesperson for the Michigan Cannabis Association said the wholesale taxes were left out of the original law. But to add a wholesale tax now, they have to change the structure of the law. Then you're going against voter intent when they passed it in Proposal 1 in 2018, where we amended Michigan's state constitution. He said the wholesale tax was left out because there were lessons that we learned from the cannabis markets in both Colorado and California. Both of those states ended up going back and removing those taxes because they were so detrimental to the market, to the industry. He conceded that Colorado and California had a strangle on the market right out of the gate. And that when Michigan's market was established, it increased competition. What do I say about competition, folks? Lower prices, better customer service, more competition is always good. Lowell went on to say, but now we're doing it at a time when our market in Michigan is already struggling. Then they want to add this extra burden, this extra huge cost for retailers when it comes to purchasing inventory, and then possibly shutting the shops down, causing a problem for the consumers. This will have a devastating effect on the market and industry, Lowell said. He said he also heard that some lawmakers were getting last-minute jitters regarding the passage. especially after the argument that it is unconstitutional for him to do it. They did not get a supermajority of 83 votes. They only got 78. However, he said the legislature is now caught between a rock and a hard place because they got to get the budget done before midnight tonight. Either way, this is going to court. So, pass the budget to keep the state government open, then allow the state of Michigan to be sued, is basically what's going to happen. And when it's proven that it's unconstitutional, we won't have a balanced budget for road funding. These are the problems when you let people who don't know how to negotiate do this last minute. This should have been done months ago. Short break. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. Second segment, hour number three. Yesterday, in the Democrat-controlled state Senate, they adopted a resolution that would prohibit the chamber from voting on budget bills when it included special spending grants, earmarks, pork barrel spending. Unless the legislators sponsoring those earmarks disclose them online. Senate Appropriations Chair Sarah Anthony, Communist Democrat from Lansing, she's the chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee, sponsored Senate Resolution 74, which is very similar to the House Resolution number 14 that requires legislative earmark grants must have their sponsor and intended recipient reported online before a budget is passed to fund it. It also should be made clear whose legislative district is getting the money, who's benefiting from this earmark. Yesterday's Senate resolution comes months after the Republican-led House adopted its grant disclosure requirements back in January. The House version instructed lawmakers wanting spending earmarks in the budget to disclose the intended recipient's name and location. Representatives needed to detail publicly the funding's purpose by May 1st of this year, as well as whether the recipient had ever received funding previously. They were also barred under House Resolution 14 from having any family ties to the budget item that they were pushing for. Governor Gretchen Whitmer called for more oversight over this state budget process and the grants this past summer. Why? Because Dana Nessel, the Attorney General, is continuing to investigate a $20 million state grant that was awarded to a Democrat Party donor. Back in the budget-making process of 2022, when the Democrats won back the majority in the Senate and got the majority in the House with this Democrat governor, money was set aside for a proposed incubator project. What is an incubator project? Well, some folks in Lansing expected that this would be affiliated with the Arab American Chamber of Commerce. Well, instead, $10 million was given of our taxpayer dollars paid to Global Link International. Who the heck is that? Well, it's a new group that was set up by Democrat Party donor Faye Baydoun. Interesting. The purpose of the grant was sought to help attract Middle Eastern businesses and innovators to Michigan. Well, the Detroit News uncovered Baydoun's spending habits, where she took the money and spent $4,500 on a coffee maker. Also paid herself $408,000 for 3 months as a salary for herself and one employee only, and spent $11,000 on a first-class plane ticket to Budapest. In response, Governor Gretchen Whitmer suggested that the Office of the Auditor General, the legislative investigation arm into state agencies, be used to monitor how budget grants were being spent. She also recommended that they should set a cap limit on grants annually. Well, under the Senate's resolution yesterday, Senate Resolution 74, before this budget bill is voted on in the Senate, lawmakers must report on a public website. Number one, the purpose of the spending item. any earmark pork barrel spending they want, they have to list the purpose. They must explain how it provides public benefit to the taxpayers and exactly why and how it's appropriate use of taxpayer money. Point number two, whether the grant recipient has previously received federal, state, local, or private funding. The legislative sponsor must distinguish what kind of funding it had received in the past. Point number three, if it's a nonprofit entity, the sponsor must verify that it's been operating in the state of Michigan for at least 3 years and that it's had a physical Michigan office for at least the last 12 months. The sponsor also needs to provide the names of their board of directors and all officers for the nonprofit. So far, so good. I like it. Point number four, a certificate that neither the sponsor, a member of the legislative staff, or their immediate family has any financial interest in the grant being approved. Absolutely agree with that 1,000%. Under Senate Resolution 74, the Senate must develop a web page on the Senate's official website for these grant disclosures. By adopting it, Senate Resolution 74 yesterday comes as the House Republicans have argued that the Senate Democrats lack the appetite for grant transparency and has helped contribute to the delayed budget negotiations. Interesting point. Well, in response to yesterday's vote, House Speaker Matt Hall said his ethics, accountability, and transparency, HEAT is the acronym, is the most significant transparency and ethics reforms that we've had in this town in years. It's no surprise that we are now finally getting the Capitol to agree to this. We're making real progress on the budget, on spending reforms during our negotiations, and this is just the latest win that we Republicans have forced the Democrats to pass. We've already have agreements to cut waste, fraud, and abuse, limit the size of state government, eliminate phantom employees that have been hidden in department line items, and now we are reforming the state's broken earmark process. This is how we can fund our real priorities and stop the mismanagement and corruption that has followed these funding for years. Anthony's Appropriation Committee has a 1 p.m. scheduled meeting today, where the subject of legislative earmarks is expected to be once again discussed as they put the final touches on the fiscal year 2026 budget. Well, there are some political pundits in Lansing that were asked some questions about this entire budget process. The mad dash now is whether or not it's going to end up being an $80 billion budget for the state government, which is coming down to the wire yet again. Literally hours before the start of the fiscal year of 2026, staff is scrambling to make these last-minute deals that can be struck by legislative leaders work legally. Months, weeks, and days of indecision, as is not unusual, usually comes down to a few hurried hours, capped usually by a six, listen to this, six to 800-page document being voted on with only a few hours for the public to even see it, let alone read it. And the lawmakers blew by their own July 1st statutory deadline to get the budget done months ago. Well, now the new deadline is 11:59 p.m. tonight. In order to get a broader perspective on this particular budget cycle, MERS spoke with four people very familiar with the budget process. What did they find striking about this year's process? Is it a need of further reform? Does the road funding discussion need to continue, perhaps on an annual basis? Well, here's what they had to say. Question. What have you found to be the most troubling part of this prolonged state budget standoff? Mitch Bean of Great Lakes Economic Consulting, who was the House Fiscal Agency Director during Granholm's administration when the government temporarily shut down in 2007-2009, blames it on the lack of cooperation of finding solutions. That has reached a new low. Too many people in Lansing are trying to play chicken. They obviously think that there's going to be a political advantage in doing it. And they think it plays with their base. This is very similar to what's going on in D.C., which, by the way, we got a budget problem shut down facing us in Washington tonight at the same time. Michigan and Washington, D.C., both budgets expire at midnight tonight. While in D.C., with the two sides more interested in playing politics and using the situation to their advantage rather than being serious about solving problems. Adrian Hemon of Grassroots Midwest, former chief of staff for the then House Appropriations Committee Chair George Cushenberry, Democrat from Detroit, said his biggest problem with this year's budget, unlike what happened in 2007-2009, all of this is completely manufactured. They took 5 months off from the time the Senate passed their budget to the time the House passed their budgets. Ended up being 4 months. This is all about ambitious people who wanted to get a road funding deal done to lead to the budget. Now we're facing a shutdown. Over at the Mackinac Center, the free market-based think tank in Midland, James Holman, said he's seeing this budget process that it's absolutely working the way it's supposed to. Statutory deadline was only aspirational. It wasn't a hard, fast law, and it came with no penalties. It looks like we're going to have a budget pass on a bipartisan basis before the midnight deadline is over. Well, James Holman, Mackinac Center, we shall see. On the hour news break, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan.